This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Well, good evening. My name's Arthur Sabatini, and I really thank everyone for coming here this evening. A number of people who I know for a long time, and others who are joining us for this small event. And thanks, first of all, thank you so much to Aaron Levy and Slot Foundation, Thaddeus Squire, Peregrine, musicians who donated their time this evening, Gene Coleman, Evan Lipson, and Dustin Hurt, Marilyn Jackson, who also helped to get the word around for this evening's performance, which was kind of an improvisatory and spontaneous event. Marek Holonyevsky is a composer who I've known for many years, since last century. He appeared in Philadelphia at a performance with the Relash Ensemble and hosted the Relash Ensemble in Krakow in 1991 in Krakow. Marek, as some of the information you'll find on the website, and we'll fill in for you here, is the director of the Krakow Institute of Acoustic, Electroacoustic Music, has worked as a composer and performer with improvisatory ensembles, with electroacoustic music, as an organist and pianist, and composer in Poland since the early 1970s. His large reputation for bringing people together and for sponsoring and working with musicians not only in Poland but worldwide. Marek travels far and wide and close and near. And is on a tour for this next month or so, including performances in Chicago and off to Peru next month. And where else are you going? Next week. And Sunday to Peru. To the month or so, and is on a tour in the United States and South America. Previously was in Uzbekistan and Afghanistan, in Middle East and also in China, bringing music and bringing people together. There's something about Marek's music, for those that you know that who know something about him, but something that's also quite resonant. For a place like the Slot Foundation, for those of you who've been here before, there is a very wonderful and deep connection and dialogue that occurs at the Slot Foundation between theory and ideas and art and performance in the active engagement of the ways in which experimental work and ways in which communities can come together across discourses and, of course, practices to find a way of thinking about and thinking through art. And I think there's something rich in Marek's work, as you'll see in the performances this evening, that plays across not only this theme of different cultures and different modes of performances and different histories and, of course, different technologies, multiple technologies and live engagement as well. Marek, to start first with the sense of his traveling and a sense of movement that informs his work. Marek has, for many years, thought about music in both place and space and trans-spatial kinds of contexts. Early in the 70s, he began to do work in street performances and with other electronic groups, including pieces that evoked a kind of mystery about the sense of sound and its placement and our relation to the making of music and the making of sound and the making of space and performance and gesture and expression. A piece, I'm not sure exactly the name of it, Broken Zither, was it called?
There was a Broken Zither, but the piece was called Citroblage, the reverse assemblage from prepared sitar for headphone solo.
That was the full number. I didn't remember that.
Quite sophisticated, you know. And
And
quite tough.
There it is. This piece, just could you describe the piece a little bit?
Yeah, in fact, that was my first studio piece. So there was the moment when I appeared in a quite freshly opened, introduced first didactic studio in Krakow Academy of Music in 73. And we all, especially young composers, we dream to get in touch with the electronic media, to get the chance to work with this beautiful media. But in the same time, I remember I found the broken instrument in the corner of the studio. Somebody just forget to take it because it was almost like a trash instrument. So I get a special interest of this instrument. I put this to the big cartoon box. I made four holes, two for hands, two for microphones, and that's how I appeared on the first electronic music concert of our studio. That was a quite special decision because the sounds which were obtained from the instrument were quite unusual. It was not quite similar to the zither any more longer. So that was a special kind of concept to make this super discreet and hidden performance. Mm-hmm. And then the material which was recorded, in fact, during the performance was the part of as a background tape for the series of pieces called Assemblages, which mm-hmm. refers to the painting technique called the same. So. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also interesting to, you know, of course, to think back about making music and working with newer technologies in the middle of the 70s in Poland, in Krakow, in conditions that were not ideal, I guess, politically, and also not ideal for intercommunications across other cultures or so. And so a lot of Marek's work then dealt with kind of communication, kind of thinking about the potentialities for making sound and with others in various kinds of contexts. I think you made some pieces for tape and keyboard that were also solo performances engaged headphones and other kinds
that
of work.
That was the piece I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The end of this long, long subtitle is for headphones solo. Mm-hmm. So I dedicated this piece for one listener. That was quite important, and I remember there was special resonance of this special dedication because some people they just didn't want it to wear the headphones to listen to the piece.
Of course, nowadays everyone's wearing headphones one way or another. But from those kinds of pieces here with their own sort of interiority and circularity about them, the development later on of more electroacoustic music and more studio kind of music, and eventually a kind of musical expressiveness that worked with space and place. Marek had developed a piece that still, I guess, is unrealized, but a remarkable conception called the Art Boat. Which is a piece which I'll let him describe a little bit more. But it was to take place on the Vistula, the famous river in Poland running through. And what was supposed to happen on the Art Boat?
Well, that was one of the first attempts to go out from closed spaces and also to see the boat in a very spectacular way as a giant instrument. So the idea was to install certain devices to the boat, but before we were trying to integrate two art background in Poland, so performance, live art, artists, and experimental music. That was my idea, to invite those two groups to the boat, to get them familiar with the boat, which was not easy because of certain circumstances. Also, I found out that the boat which we really start and we will sail this boat through Vistula River would be a little bit like a prison. You know, can you imagine just on the boat one week with artists with many cases are very special needs. So that was also quite difficult. And we divide this trip for three parts: Kraków, Kazimierz, Sandomierz. There was a first trip, Sandomierz, Kazimierz Dolny nad Wisłą, the second, and the Warsaw was the third part. In fact, we were thinking how to reach the Baltic Sea. We were even thinking to join with one Norwegian group, which was running a similar project. We wanted to meet at the island, Bornholm Island in the Baltic Sea. But there was a lot of utopic elements in certain moment we found out that the Vistula is quite a difficult place because it's quite deep in the big cities and it's quite flat outside. So we're making a very strong and deep research how we can do it, you know. So we're trying to rent a barge. Then we...
Barge, okay.
Then we found out that it's still... we need some boat to pull or to push this barge, okay? So again, we are going a little bit deeper. And the really fascinating discovery I found that I said, okay, we are going to the army, to the Polish army, and we involve them in this particular project in a very, let's say, political way. We will try to baptize Baltic Sea for the second time in the modern history of Poland. That was our message to them. And then we rent 6 or 7 amphibians, stuck them together, and then they can go, because no matter what is this, you know, whether there's no water or there's very little water, we can go. But finally, we were ready to rent a regular boat with quite flat bottom. And September 26, 2000, as a part of 2000 festival, Kraków 2000, we're ready to go. But still, 2 weeks before, we've got the phone call from the owner of the boat, and he said, well, there's no water enough. Sorry. So in fact, we are ready with everything, with all facilities, with everything, and we just get blocked. And next year, I don't know whether anybody from you remember, but next year we had a very strong flood in the south part of Poland. So for another reason, we couldn't go. So I like the project because it's frozen. It's standby mode. It's like an art manifesto. We are talking about this project all the time, but perhaps we never run. So that's nice. Like.
So there are a long legacy of impossible music and possible projects that take over from time to time. Fortunately, then United States government and other governments of the world established GPS systems where sound and music, sound and of course location can be played off of satellites and transmitted. And so.
But that was, in fact, one of the basic devices for the art boat project. So we bought a GPS, Garmin 12, that was the model available in 2000, specially for the boat. So the boat was equipped in our plan. And our concept was equipped with a series of devices, mainly with the GPS. So when the boat is moving, there are certain sensors measure the distance to the left side of the river, to the right side of the river, to the bottom, temperature of the water, temperature of the air, speed of the wind, speed of the water, you know, all those light nights, you know, all those parameters were in plan. We were planning to capture live and describe them for the very special sound structure to be projected, to be performed in one of the cabin of this boat. So you could go while sailing the boat, while be on the boat, we could be there and listen to the music of the boat. And the title of the sound installation was Water Music, of course.
Water Music, of course. But out of that, eventually, the GPS music projects began, which are part of a series of six pieces that have been done recently. Most recently in Chicago. And these are works that involve both sound and space and performances and transmission, and once again sort of demonstrate beyond the sort of conceptualization stage a kind of interaction with taking music and taking soundscapes and taking performance into other dimensions. Now, the GPS projects, the first one was in Krakow itself, correct?
Yes. The first one was in 2000. It was called... Well, in fact, we stay with the GPS, you know. We just ordered GPS, we bought GPS, and we couldn't use it because the boat was also in trouble. So we invented another idea with GPS. And then I found quite interesting the new field of art called GPS art, which is the art which is using GPS, in fact. And it's a very nice limitation because perhaps you know, but the GPS doesn't work inside. So it doesn't work in galleries, doesn't work in concert halls, doesn't work in indoor spaces. So you have to go out, which is very nice decision to go out, and then to use outdoor spaces for what we called art maneuvers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we started in 2000, and the first project was in December, in 4 3-hour block without the GPS. That was funny because we just made it. Okay, let's do a GPS without GPS, and it was we're using 16 cell phones connected in a conference hall, conference call. Exploring the very center of the city which has no traffic, so main square and the streets surround, inside planted, inside this green zone, and each of the traveler had its own score, its own map, with the special places which have the special sound. So those sounds were sent through those cell phones. We're receiving those sounds in a studio, and then sent over internet. And then to make you more boring, and to get from another computer with 15-second delay. That was the delay of the internet signal, audio signal in this time. And for me, that was great stuff because I discovered a beautiful delay, which we called internet delay. So we looped this signal and we invented the internet loop. And then when we are just accumulating this sound, we make a internet wave. So that was the first GPS trans one in December 2000. And then the second was really important. And please,
no, keep going. Yes, the second.
Because the second was really with GPS, and that was the principal idea quite close. But we divided Kraków City for 48 sectors. And we watch on the city like a giant score. So we cut the city for 48 sectors, and we have been recording the most characteristic sounds from those regions. And then we load it to the server like a giant sampler. And what is the most important part, we put GPS system to the car, and we start the car. So the car became a live performer, because its movement and its coordinates from GPS were controlling all those sounds in live. That was a very sophisticated algorithm, like a 3D algorithm, so you can imagine that the car was with a big stick, like a tent, and it was moving. So, in fact, it was performing all sounds recorded, but only the sounds where the car was located were the most loud. There was the loudest sound, while the others were softer. And there was the live algorithm while the car was moving over the city. So the city was like an instrument, and the car was plucking this instrument in different spaces. So that was the concept of GPS Trans Second. But the current GPS, which happened in Chicago, is more advanced, because we put before 4 digital cameras to the car, one front of the car, one back, and 2 aside. And then we made the simultaneous recording of the whole Chicago area, mainly downtown, but also the spaces with the distance, like Detter Gallery, which is Fullerton and Kimberley, so quite far. So that was the diameter of our exploration. And in Kraków, we've got 48 sectors. That was our logic when we were capturing the city. While in Chicago, it was 83, so almost double size. And this video recording was loaded to the 4 computers with 4 projectors connected. We build up cubic projection figure inside Detter, like 4 screens in a rectangular space, and then the car moving over the city was controlling its own recording, its own video recording. So people can come inside this screen, and they have a feeling that they're inside the car. So that was the idea of making kind of equivalent of the real car. And what is essential, this trance in the title of all those projects means transmission in space and time. That's quite important. So we are pre-recording some material to perform this material live. We are not making TV broadcasting, but this is just important that we are manipulating with this material. So we are playing on pre-recorded, pre-prepared material.
And some of that will happen this evening as well. Some version of that idea as well, with pre-recorded and live clip. And I think that that's the kind of thing, just to end with it, and to get to the music itself or so. Mm-hmm. But what fascinates me, and I think also, again, what inscribes the kind of project that Marek's involved with to the many conversations that I've been here at the Slot Foundation or so, is this both transforming, intermingling, erasure, recreation, doubling, reflexivity, and also kind of rethinking the boundaries between, in this case, the notion of landscape, the notion of sound, the notion of performance, the notion of inner and outer worlds, the notion of any kind of the kinds of blurrings of boundaries between composition and performance and improv and presence and gesture and participatory kinds of relations that keep arraying themselves in different configurations, and as each work, whether it's the dream of a boat ride down the Vistula to this kind of global positioning system that has now taken over one city after another city after another city, transforming the very kind of sense of the landscape itself, the sonic into a sonic landscape, into a score, and the instruments of machinery, the instruments of human agency, the instruments of communication, all becoming another kind of form, not only of mediation, but also a kind of participation in the construction and compositional experience, which we all get to deal with in our own reception patterns in relation to what it is that Marek's work brings forth. And it becomes a kind of elaborating and continuously driving sensibility that sort of gets us to think about a little bit more and to experience with a great deal of, as you'll hear, a great deal of grace and energy and a great deal of intelligence and joy in the sense that music and sound can have in its both replacing it back into the earth and the sphere of communications that go through all the networks that are available to hear and experience that. So in a sense, there's a kind of writing and a kind of practice and a kind of playing and a kind of performance and a kind of involvement. It's kind of quite remarkable. And thanks again to Jean and Evan and Dustin for participating in this. And you'll be able to talk about this afterwards as well, to be incorporated into this kind of performance structure and activity and way of thinking. So at this point, we're just... I don't have anything else to say. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
I think it's unlimited speech, in fact, because we can.
Yeah, you better shut me up. Okay.
No. This is great because this is like a recapitulation of some elements which are in fact in common. For me, in many cases, they are just separate a little bit, even that I make them in link sometimes. So we spell it already. We mentioned already about two projects, which are outdoor projects like GPS and Artboat, which was earlier project, but there were many things in common because that's the environmental art in general. That's going out and using the natural sounds from surrounding to be transformed live. But in fact, there's one project earlier, which I want to show you now, and it's quite tricky all the time, but it's called the Global Mix.
Right.
So the Global Mix was initiated by me in 1998. That's my decision to put you separate, and now sitting here we have a problem, you know. Just here is a bigger audience, that's why we are turning more to this direction. And hello, good evening. Okay. Yes, there are too many people here, and you're the... Please join this place. It's much more easy. So, in fact, I forgot to ask Aaron whether we have the wireless internet. It seems to be here, but... No? That's funny. I have a full signal now here. But it's called DP Airport Network. So our neighbors, yes? No access. You did try, yes? Because, you know, while I'm traveling through US, sometimes I'm using neighbors' networks, which is quite nice. When I was living in Argyll Avenue North in Chicago. There was many stations, and when we are doing this GPS projects, you know, it's really fascinating, a big fascination for me to find when you are crossing quite fast the car with the laptop, with the Wi-Fi system. Sometimes we are getting 80 stations, you know, and in fact they are just momentary scans, and they are changing so quickly, you know. That's also something we want to use it, because it's like a cross-sectional streaming you are going through, and it always reminds me the beautiful art. Oh, that's a great idea to talk about somebody else. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know Christina? No, do you know Christina? I know. But just short information about Christina Kubisch, because she's working with electromagnetic field, and she discovered that we are surrounded by electromagnetic field we never experience. Sometimes we are struggling with this, we are putting some protections, you know, we are cutting electromagnetic field, especially in urban space we are surrounded by electromagnetic field. So she invented a beautiful system which translated the variable electromagnetic field to audio field. She's coming to our festival with the 50 systems. You are just getting the map of the city, because she's making the research. She's checking the certain region of the city very much on this aspect. And then you are getting headphones and you are listening to the fields which normally doesn't exist. You don't know. And it's around us. It's a beautiful project. So even, you know, going through different frequencies which are around us, and we are just using particular format of this frequency. It's a beautiful deal. So the music which is going on a little bit, oh, nothing. That's nice. I like it. That's the really great stuff. No, because of. Just send a lot of emails to my friends, composers, to send me short pieces, to mix them together, to make them as a collaborative piece. In 98 in Poland, we were struggling with the copyright right very much. We were not quite ready. So one side, there was a lot of stealing, and there was a quite intensive DJ area, so club music was mixing a lot of music. And a lot of discussion. So I just suggest all my friends to send me pieces which are copyright free. I just said, okay, just send me a pieces and cut the copyright. In this moment, they don't belong to you. They are just part of the big collaborative piece. So the procedure is that you are leaving the copyright part to get the property of all pieces which are part of Global Mix. And the Global Mix is growing. It's like an unlimited container. And you can do whatever you want. When you go to the website of Global Mix, you can download this. You can make a beautiful film or theater music. You can earn $1 million, no problem. You know, there's no limit on how to use this. And of course, it's controversial. I know that it's controversial, but in fact, it's a blessed for all composers. And we were dealing with many discussions, especially on the conference on the copyright rights. Very much, because this is quite controversial idea in a way. So we've got quite strong reactions on some conferences, and but we never give up.
So,
pardon? Yes, you can just send. There's an open call still. You can send your music. There's restriction, like 3 minutes. The piece shouldn't be longer than 3 minutes. If it's longer, it's announced as anonymous. That's the only restriction. Well, it's shorter than 3 minutes. You can see who is the author and what is the title of the piece.
Okay, well, for all of this sense of space and magnetic fields and conversation and air spinning between us, I think there's also a total sense of embodiment and presence in Marek's music that's remarkable to experience, and so we should get to your performances, and thank you for your patience and again coming up and showing up. Okay.
So the piece is not going on now. It's ready for certain. In fact, it's a public interactive installation. Horizontal position, and in fact they were capturing the cut of lights, this one light which was behind the audience when the people are coming to the hall. So they were coming, and like I was cutting the light now, they were just producing some noises, some sounds, and then they sit, and then the music stops, and then I explain, I just say thank you very much for the beautiful performance, because you just performed the global mix, which is the piece, and I was explaining the same thing I can explain now. So the piece was performed in very short fragment, and if you would be interested, you can do it later. It's available on the web, so you can go there, you can listen to some descriptions. And for the end, I can say that the global mix is my dream to perform a lot of pieces in one concert, because normally we are always limited. You know, we play 5 pieces, 7 pieces, no more. When the pieces are on from 1 second, and they are so short. So the first performance in 1998, I performed like a DJ. I played them all in 40 minutes. And I remember that when I get them all played, the computer gets stuck. And that was the end of the show. So quite nice use of technology. Okay, the second piece would be leg breaking. So we can play. Okay?
Thank you.
That's not my piece. After the first performance, I just made also quite open stuff with this piece. So the piece was performed by one instrument up to 7. And all possible transpositions were done. Based on this very special material, which was in fact composed in an algorithmic way, using 2 programs. And I didn't want in this time, in 1991, I didn't want to use any of the traditional techniques of composition. So I didn't write any single note, I didn't play,
But the whole material was generated by the algorithmic program M, by David Ciccarelli, the early software before Max MSP, and then moved to notation program and just print it. So that was the idea, that you can print the score in this way. We return to the concept of notation on the end of this concept. Wait a minute. You are ready, me not. I'm not ready, sorry. I remember two concerts with no electricity. It was a very special deal. Test for patients always with the stuff like this. And so, okay, ready? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Dla Państwa Mr. Brom John.
Thank you.
The idea of the piece is includes two parts, two movements, and it was performed in the Warsaw Autumn Festival in 2001 by. Well, I will not talk too long, but the piece has a subtitle "Interactive Scores," and the main aim of the action, which will take a place now, is to produce score from scratch. So there's no score in advance, nothing was composed, the musicians are sitting, they are ready to play, but in fact there's no score. So we are producing a score live by gestures. Gestures, on the same principle which I'm working with the light, they have three sensors in front of the lamp. The music stands up empty because we will get the score on the screen. And what is quite beautiful stuff, the musicians are playing in a sight-reading manner. They have no chance to practice, which is another great stuff. And in fact, they are not improvising. They are just following the score which we generated. So that's a special deal for academics and the non-academics. So all those who can read notes, they have a special deal with us and especially with musicians. The others are just enjoying the fact that we have no scores. I use two programs, MaxMSP with the patch, which is capturing gesture in MaxMSP, and another program which is Finale, typical, one of the most popular notation program. In fact, I'm using demo version of the program, and you can't record anything. So when we produce the score, we can't record the score, which is a great deal. So we are trashing the score after each performance. There's no score, library of passage. And for some musicians, there's boring stuff. For other musicians, it's more interesting. And that's the experiment. That's the deal. You can work always with the score, you can improvise, but that's something in between. So let's check whether AutoTune is working properly, mainly with the, let's check the sensors. Oh, wait a minute, because for global mix we changed the instrument setting. So the first instrument, which is on the red channel, is in fact here. It's in fact trumpet.
So trumpet first, then bass clarinet, and then double bass, and then empty. No more instruments, none. It was intended to be for octaves. So we have none. Once more, because now we have the scales, you know, the ranges of the instrument. What about double bass? Again, the same problem? No, come on. Don't do this. But move slower a little. I'm in pain again. Is it about to change? I don't believe it. No, look. No, please. Can you do it? Because without this, you can't do it. Ah, it's okay. Thanks. Now, it is auto-tune, so you know, when you are obtaining something which is far away from sensor, it doesn't work, and then it's sometimes too late, you know. And also, when the movement is too fast, so it's also the problem. We experience this during the rehearsal. So I run the finale, the early version, finale 2004. Yeah, you have 4 days to register finale, so remind me later. Title is Passage. I don't know who is the composer. Copyrights belong to Philadelphia. Okay. Then I would obtain the European format. And then we have to choose the instrument. So the first is trumpet. Trumpet in B flat. Then bass clarinet, okay, and then we get again double bass or contrabass? Double bass. We are using double bass. Now I pray that it will work. We have to assign for 3 different MIDI channels. We are in multi-record mode. Trumpet, bass, clarinet, double bass. Seems to be okay. Okay. Let's take a risk. The risk is big. Okay. That's for now. 54 bars. Wait, sure. Okay. Go to scroll view. We can close this. We can close this as well. Okay, so I would like to announce that the premiere performance of the next passage, because every time it's premiere, world premiere performance of the piece. Ready? It will be. That was just a moment. How did you find it? I know. Okay, let's go. So it will calculate now. And yeah, there'll be some empty bars, okay, so we have a chance to be ready.
Thank you.